This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights, and this is why we're live on Sunday nights, because things happen over the weekend, and this gives us an opportunity to weigh in on these events before the week starts. And most of the big talk shows are Monday through Friday. They sort of forget about the weekends, and there's a lot that happens on the weekend. And this weekend, of course, is no exception. We're going to spend a lot of our show tonight talking about the shooting in Orlando, Florida, which is an area that I'm very familiar with since I live about an hour and 20 minutes from the site of the shooting. Since I lived for many years in the Orlando area, worked in the Orlando area, and still to this day spend much of my time in the greater Orlando area. So we're going to talk about this tonight a lot in the first hour. I know everybody's discussing this, and what we're seeing really is a news loop. So that news loop repeats itself about every 15 minutes, which is why, honestly, I can't keep watching CNN and the different news channels, because they're just repeating the same information over and over again. Very little new information seems to be coming out since we know how many people are dead so far. We know who the shooter is. We know what his motivations were, but we're going to get into it on a deeper level tonight, really addressing the question of what does this mean? What should we be doing as individual citizens of this country? You know, where do we go from here? What is next? So all of that's going to be tonight, the first hour. And we've got a little bit of other news. We're going to be talking about Bitcoin. We're going to be talking about another digital currency, Ethereum, and why you might want to take a look at digital currency right now and why the digital currency world is absolutely red hot. All right. So our guest tonight in hour number two is Kevin Hurricane Hudson. He is a two-time world champion in the cruiserweight division as a kickboxer, but he's joining us tonight not to talk about kickboxing. Well, I'm sure it'll come up in the interview, but we're here to talk about his book, You Can Hit the Mark, Discover How Persistence Overcomes Natural Talent. A great book, and it comes from a Christian perspective, and I had the opportunity to meet Kevin Hudson about 6 weeks ago when I went to Greenville, South Carolina to participate in a training with martial arts legend Bill Wallace. It was actually hosted at Kevin Hudson's school. Of course, those of you that are regular listeners know that last week our guest was Shannon the Cannon Hudson, who is the brother of our guest tonight, Kevin Hudson. So we decided we'll book the brothers. Each, they deserved each their own separate show. His brother Shannon, of course, the founder of Nine Rounds, the fitness chain. And then tonight we'll be talking about success in life from a Christian perspective and the book You Can Hit the Mark with our special guest, Kevin Hurricane Hudson. Well, let me tell you this. This whole situation is surreal. And I don't know where to start. I've been thinking about this Orlando shooting the entire day. And I had an opportunity to spend the weekend with my son, who just turned 24. We went away for the weekend. We went on a little trip, a little weekend trip, father and son deal. And we did a lot of bicycle riding and had a lot of opportunities to talk. And it is interesting, as a 51-year-old man, to hear the perspective of a man that's half my age, my own son, who's 24. And I have to tell you, part of it, and the reason why I get a little bit emotional about this is to think about the world that he is going to inherit. This is not the same world that I grew up in. You know, here I am. I'm 51. I guess if I live my life well and I take care of my health, I might have maybe 20 to 30 years ahead of me. But my son has 50 years probably ahead of him if he does the same, God willing. And this is the world that he is inheriting. He is, you know, we're in a world today that no one could imagine. And this afternoon, I was listening to my colleague Alex Jones on the radio. And I listen to Alex Jones a lot. I don't necessarily agree with everything that he says, but I agree with most of it. And he said something today, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. And he said, this is just the beginning, what's happened here in Orlando. And can you fathom how this country would react if there were 10 of these shootings all at the same time? And I just had to stop for a minute because I really never heard anybody present it that way. And I thought to myself, well, it's not certainly an impossible thought, is it? I mean, the idea that 10 of these crazy guys that are swearing allegiance to ISIS, that 10 of them could all pick separate locations and 10 of them could launch attacks like this. Wow. I just could not stop thinking about this idea. And the more I thought about this whole situation, we're going to take maybe two or three segments tonight talking about the Orlando shooting. But the one thing that I have to tell you as a student of history, that I don't know what more needs to happen really before we determine that we're at war. And we're not just at war in terms of our military going up against the Nazis and the Japanese in World War II. It's not that kind of a war, right? This is a war that's going to be fought right here on our soil. And I know this is a scary thought, but when we had Pearl Harbor, there was no doubt. Everyone knew. Of course, I wasn't alive at the time, but I'm a student of history. And that was the defining moment. That was when everyone said, okay, we are in. This is no longer a war that we can sit by and watch and remain neutral about. We're now in. We may not have wanted to join this war, but we now have to join this war because the war was brought to our shores when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And I don't know how many of these events have to take place before we can, as a country, as people, as individuals, come to the conclusion that we are at war right now. We are at war with an enemy unlike any enemy we've ever faced, an enemy that is so evil that they go to gun-free zones like we saw here at this club in Orlando and shoot innocent people that are there just to have a good time. Yes, I know it was a gay club and all of that, but that doesn't matter. These are people that have the right to go out and have a good time, enjoy their friends, just like everybody else. And the fact that today the president and a lot of liberals have already come out, you know, the bodies are still being removed from the site. I mean, literally today, listening to the news, there are still dead bodies, maybe not as we're broadcasting right now, but this afternoon, as I was monitoring the news, it was reported that there were still dead bodies in this nightclub in Orlando. And the left, the liberals are already coming out talking about gun control as the issue here. The president addresses the nation today and cannot utter the words Islamic terror. Can't utter the words. Still can't utter the words. We are at war, people. We are at war. Maybe a war we didn't want, but we are absolutely at war. More on the Orlando shooting, the massacre right after this break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Yeah, it's a shame, as we talked about in the first segment, the left cannot wait to jump in and politicize this issue. We're already hearing the drumbeat of gun control. Gun control is the problem. I mean, how do you deal with, let's just take this situation. I mean, this guy was not just licensed to carry a gun. He actually went through extensive licensing to become an armed security officer. So, I mean, how do you get into someone's mind and know to deny them of those credentials? Now, the part of this that has bewildered me throughout the day, and you know, maybe I just need to bring an expert on to help me understand this. All of the media is reporting that this guy, which I'm not even going to say his name tonight because I don't want to give him any credit. He's dead now, which is, you know, what he deserved to have happen to him here, the shooter. I don't want to even mention his name. But what in the world does it mean when they keep saying that the FBI, quote, had him on their radar screen, end quote, but could not do anything about this? I heard repeated news announcements of that today, that the FBI knew about this guy, had him on their radar screen, but couldn't do anything. I guess my question is, what good is that kind of surveillance if what you end up doing is creating a list or this metaphorical radar screen, and you're not able to do anything about these people that you get into your have on your radar screen? Yeah, I don't know. I also heard an interesting discussion on the Alex Jones program, which, by the way, he does have a Sunday version of his show, which I listen to. And I like the Sunday show because, just like my own show, there's a lot that happens over the weekends that you're not able to really get any really solid conservative coverage on until Monday. But one of the things they were discussing was the whole issue of what is treason and why don't we prosecute treason in this country? In other words, why doesn't our Congress declare war on ISIS? And then any of these folks that go to social media and pledge allegiance to ISIS, which apparently, I don't know all of the social media postings that this guy had. They're now, everybody's reporting on all of his social media that he's been making comments supporting ISIS, you know, for some period of time. I don't know. But isn't it this simple that if we declare war on ISIS and someone comes out publicly and swears an allegiance to ISIS, that we now arrest that person for treason? Treason is an interesting concept in law because it's something that kind of is a throwback maybe to the early days of the founding of this country. And treason is a crime that is punishable by death in this country. But we really don't hear much talk about the law of treason or the enforcement of the law of treason. And I think it's something that we need to look at. Because honestly, yes, it's freedom of speech on the one hand, but on the other hand, if this were World War II and somebody came out in a public forum and said, I support Hitler and I swear my allegiance to the German army and to the Nazis, if they came out and publicly said that in World War II, there's no doubt they would be rounded up and put into some type of a camp and held. And I know we made a lot of mistakes in World War II, just indiscriminately rounding up Japanese, which was wrong. But in this case, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about just indiscriminately rounding up people because of their nation of origin or their ethnicity or their religion. I'm talking about people that are coming out on social media and declaring their allegiance for ISIS. Those people are making a decision that they are not on our side, that they are, in essence, personally declaring war against this country. And I think that that is grounds to be arrested and at least held, if not prosecuted, on the grounds of treason. And, you know, I would much rather round these people up that are making all these statements on social media, pledging allegiance to ISIS, our enemy. And maybe it's legally we have to officially declare war against ISIS before we can actually go after these people for treason. Maybe that's what has to happen. I don't know. But I find it very interesting that these shooters, these killers, these murderers, these people behind these massacres can come out and publicly on Twitter and Facebook and this and that and say that they are pledging their allegiance to ISIS And all we can do is put them on some sort of a proverbial radar screen. And then you hear from law enforcement that, yeah, we've got, you know, thousands of people on this radar screen. We can't really follow all of them or really keep track of all of them. Well, look, I don't know. If somebody gets put on that radar screen, you think that one of the first things that would be done is someone would take away their licenses to have firearms. I mean, if you're someone that is under suspicion at that level, that you should not be allowed to have an active, not just a license to carry a weapon, but a license to be an armed security officer. I mean, God only knows. I mean, it sounds like this guy wasn't very smart, because as an armed licensed security officer, who knows what situation he might have been able to put himself in, to how much damage he might have been able to do. I mean, as an armed, vetted, licensed security officer licensed here in Florida to carry a firearm, who knows what area he might have been able to place himself in a room with, let's say, a high-ranking official, maybe even a presidential candidate, someone who may be a president, maybe a vice president. I mean, this is a guy who would have had access, who did not have to simply just rush into a public nightclub. This is somebody who apparently was background checked, was given a clearance to be able to not just carry a firearm, but become a licensed security guard, an armed security guard here in Florida. I mean, God only knows what he could have done if he were smarter with that security clearance that he had to be able to get into a situation to do even more damage. But here's what this comes down to, which is why I carry a concealed weapon. I teach self-defense. I also teach pistol shooting. I am an instructor, a pistol instructor. And I really don't, you know, whether you like guns, you hate guns, you're ambivalent about guns, I don't think it really matters at this point what your personal views are about guns. I don't think we have any choice but to start arming ourselves. I really don't think we have any choice. And these gun-free zones have got to go. So I think Donald Trump, I mean, some people say it's oversimplistic. So, Jim, you're saying that if, you know, 10 or 12 people at that nightclub were trained and had firearms, maybe they could have done something. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And maybe that's the answer. Maybe it's a simple answer, but maybe it is the answer. We'll take a break. More on the Orlando shooting after this. Stay tuned.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
So my son and I were away for the weekend. We did a father-son trip up to St. Simon's Island. We brought our bicycles. We probably did about maybe 25 or 30 miles on the bicycles. And so here we are this morning at the hotel room. And my son, I'm laughing to avoid crying because this was so disturbing to me. My son is on his phone and he is doing a review of all of his friends. My son went to UCF, University of Central Florida, and lived in Orlando since he was a college student, and now 2 or 3 years after that. So he knows quite a lot of people in Orlando, has a lot of friends in Orlando. He's on his Facebook. He's doing a wellness check on all of his friends to make sure none of them are dead. This is happening in the hotel room this morning. And I just thought to myself, you know, what kind of world are we living in? What kind of world is this? You know, my son, he's 24 years old and starts off his day with news of this tragedy, and he's sitting there on his phone doing Facebook to see if any of his friends are dead. It leaves you without words. It leaves you without words when you think about, you know, this is the world that we live in. And I know we have friends that listen who are from Israel, and they might be saying tonight, welcome to the club, because this is the way people live in Israel in many parts of the world. And, you know, here in the U.S., we have a fairly safe society that we live in. Yes, there are exceptions in the inner city and certain, you know, major metropolitan areas. You know, you'll hear of maybe 50 shootings on a weekend up in Chicago, things like this. But generally speaking, we all can go to work and get back to our homes safely. We can go to the grocery store. We can take our, you know, spouses out for dinner. We can go do things with our kids, and we don't have to worry about somebody shooting us. I guess we do now. And the idea that someone is using social media, I mean, I'm watching my son in the hotel room this morning, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I know social media can be used for a lot of different purposes. The idea that here's this young guy using his Facebook to see if any of his friends have been shot or killed in this Orlando shooting, just surreal. I mean, do you ever have a moment like that where something seems so unreal that it's almost like you're watching yourself as a third person? I think they call that in psychology disassociation. That's what I was doing. I was just sitting there on the bed watching him thumbing through his Facebook, typing with his thumbs. He types so fast on his phone. And he did this all morning on and off, checking to see if any of his friends may have been injured or killed in the Orlando shooting. You know, I guess when you see these things on TV and they're not in the area where you live, it's easier in a way to kind of pretend that it's not real. And maybe your mind does that. Maybe that's a way of kind of protecting yourself psychologically when you see that, oh, I live in Florida and this shooting happened in Chicago or it happened in Los Angeles or wherever, and it's not in my zone of where I live. But when it happens in your zone where you live, where your family lives, it's different. And I have to tell you, it is different. And of course, we haven't even talked about it tonight. The young woman that was shot and killed on Friday night in Orlando, the young up-and-coming artist that was shot, and I believe she was 22 years old, and I was still in shock from that shooting, and that was in Orlando. I honestly had no idea who this young girl was. I'm not one to watch these shows. My wife watches some of these shows, the American Idol, The Voice, these kinds of things. I don't watch these shows. But the idea that this young woman, 22 years old, a deranged fan, as this guy is described, walks up and shoots her while she's signing autographs. Now, obviously, that, as far as we know, that's a separate matter from what we're talking about. Saturday night is clearly a terrorist attack, you know, a massacre, 50 people so far dead. This was different in the terms of the motivation of the shooter, but it wasn't different in the sense that we still have a society that is living in a way that I honestly don't think we can keep living this way. I don't think that a young performer like Christina Grimmie is going to be able to just go out in public and interact with people. The idea of doing autographs after a show like this would make a lot of sense if you're an up-and-coming artist, to meet people and take pictures for Facebook and sign autographs and all of that stuff. But can we even allow that to take place anymore? I mean, what do we have to do now? And as a country, how much of our freedom are we willing to give up for more security? You know, it seems like the government's answer is to take away our guns. The government's answer is to create more and more gun-free zones. Probably what they'll start doing at these concert venues is doing a very thorough security check, maybe a metal detector when you come in. But someone who's determined could probably sneak in through a different entrance and still be armed. I just keep coming back to the fact that an armed citizenry, if we have even 5%, even 3%, even 1% of the population that is trained to carry a firearm and is trained to use a firearm the term I have many times used when I've discussed this with friends or discussed this in public is the idea, you know, we have air marshals. These are people that get on an airplane and they look like every other passenger, but they're specially trained. They have a firearm. They know what to do. Why don't we have air marshals, if you will, among the general public, people that are willing to go and be trained? I'll volunteer right now. I'll go and be trained. I already have a concealed carry permit. I'll go and be trained. And for no money, I will agree to be available, to be in situations where maybe there are large crowds or gatherings, to volunteer my time to be able to be in those settings so that I can help to protect my fellow citizen. I would gladly be willing to do that. And I think millions would be willing to do that if there were such a program. But our government is so afraid of us having any ability to protect ourselves, that the default answer seems to always be to take away our guns. Take away the honest, law-abiding citizen, the NRA member's guns. Take away our guns, and that's going to make it a safer place, as if the criminals follow the gun laws, the firearm laws. And of course, we've already heard it today. Well, this guy legally got these guns, so that proves it, that people that have guns legally shouldn't be allowed to have them. Well, look, it wasn't legal for him to take those guns into that venue. That venue being a bar was a gun-free zone. Even for those of us with concealed carry permits here in Florida, that was a gun-free zone. He went in there anyway. He was breaking the law in the very nature of what he was doing. This argument that, well, he got the firearms legally and was licensed and all of that, it just doesn't fly with me. I think the answer is more guns, not less guns. I know it's going to sound crazy to some of you, especially my liberal friends that listen, but we've got to do something. We've got to make a major change in how we look at this. All right, when we come back from this break, we'll use our last segment to change topics and talk about digital currency. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I just want to remind you, I'm super excited about our second hour. My guest in the second hour is Kevin Hurricane Hudson, seventh degree black belt, two-time world champion kickboxer, and we're going to be talking about his book, You Can Hit the Mark, Discover How Persistence Overcomes Natural Talent. Great subtitle there. Well, we've been talking about the Orlando shooting this hour. I'm sure it's going to be in the news for at least the next week, if not much longer. We pray to God that nothing else is going to happen here soon like this, but it's just probably not realistic. I mean, the truth is probably that this is the beginning of a bad streak of events, and we're going to see more of this. And that's why those of you that carry, conceal carry, like myself, I don't always carry. And I said to myself today, I'm just not going to be out anymore without my firearm. I'm making a commitment, not just to protect myself, but to protect my fellow citizens. I'm going to be carrying that everywhere I go that I legally can carry it. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Find out if your state allows concealed carry, what you need to do to get a license, get trained, learn how to use your firearm, carry with you to protect your fellow citizens. All right, let's talk about digital currency in our last few minutes of our first hour. A lot of things are happening, and it is really, really interesting to watch what is going on with Bitcoin. And it wasn't too long ago that we were kind of crying the blues, those of us that like Bitcoin. Remember, I got in at Bitcoin when it was $12. And then, of course, it went up to over $1,000 in value, and everybody was talking about Bitcoin. It was in the news. And then we go through these cycles where Bitcoin sort of falls out of favor. You don't hear much about it, and people start talking about, well, I guess Bitcoin is fizzling out. I guess it's the end of Bitcoin. And then, like the Energizer Bunny, it comes back again. And so here we are. Let me take a look at this current Bitcoin value. I was looking at this earlier. The current value of Bitcoin at $670, almost $700 for a single Bitcoin. And this is huge. And if you do some reading on this, there's a lot of different reasons why people are giving for why Bitcoin is jumping in value right now. One of them is that the Chinese are in the process of once again devaluing their currency. So what's happening is the Chinese citizens are taking their money out of the Chinese currency and putting it into Bitcoin as a safe haven. Bitcoin many times compared to gold as a safe haven, a place to put your money. There's also other things going on that this is a little bit technical, but I want to share this with you because it's something, you know, just interesting to know. And they've been talking about this in the different Bitcoin forums and blogs for a few months now. We're coming up on what is called halving, and it's spelled H-A-L-V-I-N-G. Yes, a derivative of the word half. And what we're talking about when we talk about halving is this is a process by which it's going to become twice as hard to mine for Bitcoins very, very soon. And let me see if they have the date here for this halving. It is in July. Let me see what the date is on this because, it looks like it's going to be the first part of July. I don't have the exact date here. But how this works is when Bitcoin was originally launched, how you got a Bitcoin was to use your computer to go online and solve these complicated math problems. And this would happen in the background. It's called mining, even though you're not getting a shovel and going into a cave. It's called that because the idea is that you have to put some work in to be able to get the currency so that all the currency doesn't just everybody gets it on day one, which would devalue it. So it's a way of slowly time releasing the currency. Well, in the beginning, it was really easy to get Bitcoin. The mining process was very, very simple. And the difficulty level was such that it was very easy to get Bitcoin. But every so many months, the difficulty level gets increased. And this is because that the maximum amount of Bitcoin that can ever be released is 21 million Bitcoin. That there's a maximum. So every year that we get closer to the end of the cycle, which I believe it's something like the year 2020 or something like that, we hit the point where there can be no more Bitcoin created. So every several months that goes by, the difficulty level of Bitcoin, and let me just type this in here, Bitcoin mining ends, I think the end date is, apparently, this article that I'm looking at here says it's impossible to predict when Bitcoin would officially not be able to be mined anymore. Some people think it could be, as soon as like the next 10 years or so that could be the case, even sooner than that. But what happens is the difficulty level keeps increasing. So I digress. The point here is that in, what is this, the middle of June, within about 2 to 3 weeks, it will become twice as difficult to get a Bitcoin by way of this mining process. If you want to learn more about mining, just type in Bitcoin mining on Google. You'll find all kinds of interesting discussions about it, probably articles explaining it a lot better than I am. But this halving process, where it's going to become twice as difficult to earn one Bitcoin through mining, this is about to kick in. And so, as we know, going back to our economics 101 from high school, is supply and demand. So there will become a markedly reduced amount of Bitcoin coming into existence. And as a result, this will make those Bitcoins that are currently in circulation worth more money. The maximum here that it can reach is 21 million, and it will continue to become twice as difficult several times. According to this article, it says that I think it makes reference here to the number 64, that it will actually be halved 64 times, meaning that the difficulty level will continue to double, making this more and more difficult. So what this means is that those people that have Bitcoins now will just see an increase in value if for no other reason than just a limit, a now new limit, if you will, on the creation of additional Bitcoin. See, this is the one thing that people that criticize Bitcoin just don't really understand about it, is that the real true basis of its value is that there will only be a maximum of 21 million Bitcoin ever created. So because of that limit, that's why we know that there's going to be an increase in value. And again, we're talking about almost $700 again for one Bitcoin. And some people got in Bitcoin when you could get a Bitcoin for just like a fraction of a penny. And I know one guy, he had enough Bitcoin. He sold it all, got $1 million, and was able to pay off his house, all of his debts, and put like $500,000 into investments. So there are some people saying that one Bitcoin, one single Bitcoin, could be worth $100,000. We've had a guest on saying that one single Bitcoin could be worth $2 million. So you might be thinking today, man, this is, you know, $600, $700 for one Bitcoin. That's too much. Well, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You could just take $10 and buy a little piece of a Bitcoin if that's what you want to do, just to get in on this. One thing we're going to be doing this week is a special podcast. I had intended to record that this last week. We didn't get to that. It'll be recorded this coming Thursday for those that are members of ChristianMoneyPlus.com, our premium content website. You're going to hear all about how to buy Bitcoin and also how to get in on this super interesting new digital currency, Ethereum, which you could have bought for less than a dollar last August and is now today, right now, almost $16. And I took a third of my Bitcoin and I put into Ethereum about 2 weeks ago. That's how excited I am about Ethereum. So if you're interested in this, become a member over at ChristianMoneyPlus.com and you'll get the special one-hour podcast we're going to be doing this week. All right, pray for our nation. Scary things happening. We'll be back in hour two with our special guest, Kevin Hudson. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.